Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we always are appreciative that you actually tune in to view us, to just learn more. We want to educate people, motivate people, inspire people. That's what we want to do here at Good Deeds. Our whole mission and purpose is to showcase and promote other people's passion, dreams, their vision, the reason that they actually were created to be here on earth. But let me tell you, you always have to be your brothers and sisters' keeper. We are here to help and serve other people. Yes, we do go through situations and time that we don't understand. A lot of times we don't understand things. But the thing we need to be, it's the three things I always say. We need to believe, we need to trust, and of course we need to walk it out. You have to have people that's like-minded around you so they can actually assist you, and they need to push you at times. You know that happens, that you can actually walk in the purpose that you have, you know, that God has given you. You know, like I said, yes, things happen. A lot of times things happen that we're innocent in the situation. We don't even know why it even came our way. The topic that we're actually going to talk about today, it unfortunately happens every day, every second in the world today. You know, domestic violence, it's on every level. You know, people like to say, okay, this is something women go through, but no, men go through it as well. Kids go through it. Elderly people go through it. Pets go through it. All people. The thing is, anything that someone does to somebody else that they don't want to happen, or if they say no, that's wrong. So that's not a good thing. We want to make sure you get educated. We have a wonderful young lady here with us, Ms. Raina Gray, that actually she's gonna educate us and tell us. She's an advocate for domestic violence. And, you know, we made the name of the show, Why Does It Hurt So Bad? What is love? A lot of people don't know what love is. So we're going to actually give you some tools, give you some information so you'll know what love is and what love is not. And love should not be a chore. It's something that's natural that you should do for the person that you care for. You, violence have nothing to do with that. That's the point we're trying to say. But we're going to not delay the time here. We're going to bring her here so she can actually, and I'm ready to take some notes and some things that I can actually, if I meet someone on my path, or, you know, that I can help them as well. And Ms. Raina Gray, welcome to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me.
Well, great. Thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to hang out with Good Deeds.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Great, great. Well, let's just dive right on into this because we want to actually, you know, give advice to people. We want to just, you know, enlighten people, and that's what we try to do here, as I said before, is educate and empower people that they can make, you know, a wise decision. But just start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself, if you will.
Okay, my name is Raina Gray. I live in the Philadelphia area. I am the mother of five boys. One was a wedding gift, and I birthed four other sons. I'm a social worker. I provide services for victims and survivors of domestic violence. I love to read. I love to educate. I am a domestic violence advocate. I am also a domestic violence survivor, and I believe I was put on this earth to help women, men, and children that's in similar situations that I was in.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And I'm so glad that you actually have in your heart and, you know, and your passion is to help other people, because a lot of times a lot of people go through situations, one, we embarrassed about it, and two, we don't seek advice to help ourselves, and then we can't help anybody else. So we do give you your props that you're a survivor, you actually are helping other people to, you know, like you said, similar situations to go through that situation. So we do commend you for doing that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, let's dive into this. And you say, social worker. Oh, God, that's a whole, you know, I'm actually in the medical field as well, and I believe everyone that goes to the hospital need to talk to a social worker. I mean, because a lot of times we don't know things that we need when we leave the hospital. We have emotional things that's going on, especially when it comes to domestic violence. I mean, you know, the doctor or the staff there takes care of the if we have any injury or we need any surgery or things like that. But a lot of times, even when the psychiatrist, psychologists come there, we actually need, you know, information mentally and physically after we leave there. And so I commend you that you actually is an advocate. But talk about that a little bit of the different, you know, kind of in general, because I know different states have different policies and different services and resources. But kind of give us a little bit of information about that.
Well, yes, I'm a social worker. And so social workers, like you said, is broad. You can do a number of things. But in general, social workers are like professional helpers. For the most part, social workers is passionate about whatever population that they work for. So my passion would be domestic violence. So I am passionate about domestic violence. I eat, sleep, dream domestic violence, to get the word out there, to help others, to encourage others, whether they want to leave the relationship, whether they want to stay in the relationship. The work is hard. It's not easy work. Sometimes you hear different stories that, you know, either hit home or that's just hard to hear, but I love the work. I absolutely love the work that I do. Social workers don't get paid a lot of money. But that's okay, because for me, it's about my passion and my purpose. And I believe I was ordained on this earth to be a social worker.
That's powerful. But, you know, like the audience know, I always say when you do the right thing, God always provides. You have a more than enough. He always make a way that all the bills have what I call is a P behind it, the meaning paid.
Yes.
So that's amazing.
That's
amazing.
Right.
Amen. Well, let's step back just a minute so everybody kind of have a generic definition. What definition, working definition, that we can say is considered to be domestic violence?
Okay. So domestic violence is intimate partner violence. So what it is a cycle of abuse between partners. So you can have a male and a female, a male and a male, or a female and a female. And what we say when we say domestic violence is like domestic partners. So what happens is, say for instance, a woman and a man, they're in a relationship and they have one fight. Is an isolated incident. It had never happened before and it never happened again. That wouldn't be considered domestic violence. Domestic violence is a cycle of violence. And during that cycle, a few things happen. So you'll get an explosive incident where it can be a form of verbal abuse. It can be a fight. It can be there's financial abuse. So something will happen during that explosive incident. And then after that, the partner sometimes apologizes and say it'll never happen again. That's the honeymoon phase. So the survivor or the victim believe, okay, this will be the last time that my partner abused me this way. And they're loving each other just like they did when they first met. They're whining and dining. They're doing all of those things. And then there's the tension-building phase when the survivor knows something is about to happen. She's walking on eggshells or he's walking on eggshells, and they know in their heart that an explosive incident is going to occur. And then the tension-building, explosive incident occur again. So then you have this cycle over and over and over again. This cycle can happen. You can have a person where this cycle happens every day. You can have someone, this cycle's happen on Fridays when my partner gets paid and he gets drunk. You can have this cycle happen every 6 months, every 3 months, but it's a cycle. So domestic violence is a cycle of violence between partners, intimate partners.
Wow. That's powerful what you said. But, you know, the thing so you're saying that we know it's an episode that something happens, something ignites the unfortunate, the cycle. But you actually, I don't know, do both people realize that, okay, now the fire is getting flamed up, if you will, that something else is going to happen?
So does the partner know? And sometimes, but for the most part, the victim knows. See, that behavior
that's
for their partner
thinking.
Is that's their normal behavior. That's what they're used to doing. But for their partner, they know. They know their partner. They know what ticks them off. They know, okay, I fried this chicken too dark. I know that this incident is going to occur, or my jeans may be a little too fitted. I know an incident is going to occur. It can be different things like that, that, yes, most likely the partner will know that the abuse is happening.
So in a way, you really don't know what can get ignite the episode in a way, because it can be something totally different from the time before in a way.
Exactly. Sometimes it starts out subtle. It can start out in the beginning relationship where I'm going to say he, but I'm just saying he just for purposes of our conversation. Like I said, men and women are abused. So in the beginning relationship, it can be something as subtle as a push. And then the next time I'm going to drag you by your hair. And then the next time I'm going to punch you in your face. And then after that, I'm going to try to hit you with my car. So what happens with this abuse, it escalates. And each time, most likely get worse than the time before.
Wow, that's powerful. But let me ask you this, though. When going all the way before, let's say when you're in the dating stage, if you will, is there any clues that, let's say, either side, whatever you want to do it from a man perspective or a lady's perspective, that we can see while we're even dating that this person is, one, even controlling or have these signs that they can be, you know, a violent person, I guess, just in that term?
So you're talking about red flags, right?
Yes.
So there are some red flags. But say, for instance, you have someone who's never been in an abusive relationship before. You know, they're not going to know what that looked like. So they're not going to know that if their partner says, stay in the house, I want you to stay with me, let's just hang out, I love you, we can just do something with the kids, and, you know, we can hang out, you don't have to go with your girlfriend. If you've never been in an abusive relationship before, you're just going to think, oh, well, he just loved me, he just want to spend, you know, all of his time with me, not realizing those are red flags for abuse. Or if you meet someone on Tuesday and on Wednesday he love you and y'all want to get married, that's a red flag for abuse.
Yeah, that's true. I believe that, yeah. Well, you know, you have to really, you know, and I always bring in, you all really have to have peace about a relationship. Even at the dating stage, when you even get into the, let's say, engagement and marriage, you really have to go to God and pray about that thing. You really have to have peace. And, you know, I always say, because I'm from the South, I always, when they meet my parents, I always say, my mom, especially, she got the discernment that's just over the top, if you will. But, you know, you have to see how take it seriously with the people around you, because sometimes when you in the box, meaning in a relationship, you don't recognize the red flag, or you ignore them, say, oh, this is not what I think. But the people around you, meaning your family, your mom and dad, your sister, your closest girlfriends or your closest male friends, they actually would tell you, and you. Hopefully everyone has someone that they can confide in like that, that they can say, okay, you need to get out of this box. Because that's what I kind of think a lot of times, we kind of, just like you alluded to, the girl hasn't, in this example, hadn't been in that situation, so she thinks that is actually love. But somebody outside the box to say, wait a minute, this is kind of weird, if you will. You know?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You're absolutely right.
You know, when go ahead.
No, I was saying that you're absolutely right. That happens a lot. And for the victim, they're like, oh, I'm in love. Oh, no, he's not abusive. And you have this parent or this aunt or this uncle like, no, something's not right. Like, it's not right. And, oftentimes because the person may have not been in an abusive relationship before, they may not recognize it. And another thing, most abusive partners, they camouflage themselves. Like, for instance, if a woman meets an abusive man and he punch her in the face when they walk down the street, she know not to deal with that man. So he's going to come in and whine her and deny her and have her fall in love with him and just be in bliss. And then that's when that abuse is going to start. Because there would be no domestic violence if that was to happen. If you just meet someone and the first day you met them, you just automatically knew they were abusive because they hit you. So they camouflage themselves. They camouflage themselves.
I believe it. Yeah. You know, that you have to really, yeah, Take time. Time is other effort. You
really
have
is.
To
yes,
give
is.
Your relationship time. Now, speaking of time, when you end the situation, you say, oh, I'm in a domestic violence situation. I mean, so many, like you said earlier, I mean, if you want to stay in the relationship, you want to get out the relationship, there's so many decisions that have to be made, and that's kind of where when you come in, again, as to the advocate, the kind of someone that they can talk to, because that's a hard decision to even start thinking about on your own.
It definitely is. It's hard because a lot of people stay because they're fearful. You know, what we do know about domestic violence is a woman is at risk of being murdered 2 months after she leaves the relationship. So oftentimes they'll stay because the partner done, you know, threatened them, you leave, I'm going to kill you. If I can't have you, no one can have you. Sometimes they stay because of their children. Sometimes they stay because of economic reasons. They're so used to the lifestyle that they're living that if they leave, it's going to be a burden. So it's numerous, you know, reasons why people stay. And as an advocate, and as a social worker, I have to meet that person where they are. So if they come in my office and they say, you know what, Raina, I'm not ready to leave. I just want to stay, but I want to stay safe while I'm near. I respect her wishes, and we create a safety plan while she's there. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's not the best for the person to leave at that moment. Like I was saying earlier, the partner knows their partner most. So if I'm a victim of domestic violence, which I was, I knew my partner best. So I knew after a fight I could not leave. He was going to kill me if I left immediately after a fight. I had to leave my relationship where I knew he was just as tired as I was. He was tired of the relationship. It just enough was enough. My fear for him, I didn't have that much fear for him any longer, and I knew it was the right time to leave. And it took me 4 years to leave after leaving a dozen times within that 4 years. But I knew that time that I left for that very last time, that was the time for me to leave. So I just you just have to offer support for a person, whether they want to leave or whether they want to stay, because they know their situation best.
That's very important, yes. Because a lot of, again, going to that extra eye, when they outside the relationship, they have their opinion. But you know, because you're there in the situation, so you really know. But we have to be realistic of what's really going on, too, because sometimes we say, oh, it's not as bad, you know, and it takes you a while to get to that as well, you know. But we, like you said, the most important thing, and I tell people generically, if you're in a difficult situation, regardless, any kind of losing your job, grief, a family member passed away, domestic violence, is the most important thing is support from people, your family, you know, and your wonderful job as a social worker. I mean, we just need support because you really know more about the situation because you're living through it.
Exactly.
So that's important.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It is very important, and support is the biggest thing because, you know, domestic violence is very taboo. It happens everywhere. It happens in the church. It happens in the synagogues. It happens in the masjids. It's everywhere, and people don't like to talk about domestic violence. So if someone decides to tell you something so intimate and so personal that they're going through, the only thing you can do is offer support because you may be the first and the last person they ever shared it with. So it's very important not to be judgmental, not to, girl, leave him. Why are you staying? You can do so much better than that. She knows that. She doesn't want to hear that. She just wants someone to be there to listen to her and offer support, offer resources, and that's it. You just planting that seed. Will she do it, those resources and that information that you give her? That is her choice. But that support is so important.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Wow. Well, you guys, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Raina Gray, she's really telling us some valuable information. This is a subject that people don't want to talk about. Well, we have to talk about it because we have to help the people that have had that experience. And, you know, people that haven't had the experience, we have to make sure they're educated
and so they won't make a judgmental statement. Because we, you know, as a general, as a people, you know, we want to say things about stuff that we have been through, but you have to not have that judgmental spirit. You have to always realize the things that come in your way, you can handle, but don't point a finger at somebody else because they've been through a situation that's different than yours. But we're going to actually take a quick break. When we come back, Raina's going to tell us about the awesome book that she has, and, of course, she's going to give us some more information about domestic violence. So hold on 1 second. We actually have a wonderful song. Any situation you're going through, we need to always say what? But God. James Fortune and Isaac Carey has this wonderful song that we had to play this because it was very needed for this topic. Whatever you're going through, always remember, but God. You have to get the right information so you can move forward through the situation. And we'll be right back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you got it all worked out.
Yep.
I love that song, that but God, that's the thing you need to realize and keep moving forward. We do go through things that you're like, oh, my Lord, what is going on? But the thing we need to realize is we need to continue to move forward and not to give up. I know it's hard going through. I'm not saying it's easy, but we got to keep going forward because everything will work out for the good. But Ms. Raina Gray is here telling us some awesome information. And Raina, tell us about your book, that awesome book.
Yes, I wrote a memoir. It's titled 717. 717 is my birthday, the day I was born. And it's about my life. It's about how I was molested as a child. My mother was addicted to drugs, so I was taken out of her care. I almost died. And then I went through the abusive relationship, the abusive marriage for 4 years. So it digs deep into the things that I went through, but not only the things that I went through, because those things are sad, and those things are traumatic, and those things are evil. you know, to say the least. But it talks about, which is more important to me, it talks about how God pulled me out of all of those things. When people say, I shouldn't be here today, I shouldn't be here today, I am a testimony. I really should not be here today. So 717 is about those things that I've gone through and how God pulled me out of those things and how God is using me to help other people that have been through those things. I am a strong believer of I didn't go through anything for myself. I wasn't beat for myself. I wasn't molested for myself. My mother wasn't addicted to drugs. And, you know, I'm 10 years old and I'm raising my little brother and sister. That those things didn't happen for me. I went through all of that stuff to help other people. And that's why I wrote the book.
That's
I wrote the book to be a
powerful.
Blessing to other people.
That's powerful. And that led you right on into your purpose of what you're doing now. Wow. But, you know, I try to tell people when you're going through a situation, you don't think that that's your purpose. You're like, okay, what is, you know, why me? But you, when you get on the other side of that thing, you got to tell the story. You got to tell the testimony of how awesome things have done. Oh, my God, that is so powerful. But, you know, just generically, because, again, we know we said that things are different as the states go. But what is some resources that's off the top of your head? I know it's so many that if someone is in a domestic violence situation, the things that they should try to strive to do.
They can contact the national hotline and the national domestic violence hotline. Then no matter where they are, and the hotline will direct them to resources in their area. So that number is 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-7233. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you will talk to domestic violence counselors. So they are skilled in assisting people who's dealing with domestic violence, all forms of domestic violence, not just abuse, but the other forms, emotional and verbal and financial and sexual. So they're there to assist any caller who's dealing with domestic violence.
Wow, that's powerful. Well, tell us how we can contact you and how we can, for the, you know, you're speaking in any of our engagements, how we can actually, of course, get your book and how we can support you in the things that you're doing.
I am on Facebook, Raina Gray. I'm on Twitter, Raina Gray. I'm trying to figure out Instagram is a little different than the other social media, but I'm on Instagram, Raina Gray 17. My book is on all the e-readers. You can also purchase it at on Amazon. And also, I would also like to give out my email address because, like I said, I'm not just an advocate here in Philadelphia. If anyone ever contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter that needs assistance, I am there for you regardless of wherever you are. If I can't be there in that moment, I will give you the right information, send you in the right direction to get some help. And my email address is rgray0717@gmail.com.
Oh, wow. Repeat that one more time, that email address, please.
Rgray, so it's rgray0717 @gmail.com.
Wow. Thank you, Raina. You just have been. Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm. She said, hey,
so
email
said
a night of day, you guys.
Yes.
Well, we thank you so much, Raina Gray, for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out here with Good Deeds. Well, you gave so much valuable information, and we really thank you for that.
No, thank you for having me, because this is. I love to do this to get the information out there because domestic violence is serious. I really appreciate you for doing this show because a lot of people don't like talking about it, and it was such a blessing that you decided, okay, we're not going to be hush-hush about domestic violence. We're going to put it on the forefront. So I appreciate you for talking about.
Well, yes, this is a continued relationship because I have several people in Atlanta we need to connect you with. So this is just the beginning. But we thank you so much because I can feel that passion that you really want to help people. I mean, some people, you know how life is. They just want to do things. But I hear that the passion is in your voice. So we thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you guys,
thank
you know
you.
This time goes so quick. you know how to get in contact with us. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, our website is gooddeedslive.com. And, of course, you know, our social media, me personally, is Renee Sunday. For the radio and television show is Good Deeds. And look up under, let me see, the email address. We have several, but the best one is gooddeedslive@gmail.com. Or you can just go through the website and click the contact information. The most important thing we need you to remember is you have a calling, you have a purpose, you have a reason that you're on earth right now, and we have to get our purpose now. There are many people that's doing good deeds on a daily basis, and I know you are one of them. And again, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Be blessed.